Now, Matt Thompson joins us now. Trent Cotchin, the decision's come down at the AFL Tribunal. And, Matty, is he there?
Yes, good morning, Sean. It is big news. Trent Cotchin free to play in the AFL Grand Final. The match review panel saying that Cotchin was seeking to win possession as his line of direction was always towards the ball and not his opponent. So, because of that, no action taken against Trent Cotchin. He is free to play the Tigers skipper after what has surely been a very nerve-wracking 24 hours.
Now, it would appear, all right, he's made contact with him, but he played on pretty well after that. There was contact made by another player later on. So I suppose in some ways, difficult to distinguish where the impact, which impact caused most damage.
Yeah, that's right, Sean. The message that we got from the Giants was that their medical report didn't show conclusively whether the concussion came from that contact or from, as you say, the contact with another Richmond player, Dave Asprey, later in the piece involving Dylan Shiel. So that may have helped Trent in terms of that final decision. I think it'll be a popular decision, though. I think it'll be the right decision, and I think it's very good that Grand Final week's not going to be dominated by talk about what would have surely been a tribunal process and then most likely an appeal process as well, which could have dragged all the way through until Thursday. So good news for Tigers fans and good news for the Richmond skipper. He'll be leading his team out on Saturday afternoon at 2:30.
Now, is Ellis clear as well?
Yep, Ellis clear as well. And there was another incident that was looked at as well. Contact, you might have seen this one, between Adelaide's Rory Sloan and Geelong's Patrick Dangerfield from Friday night. Sloan's been cleared as well. So no one being suspended from the Grand Final. And we can all move on from talking about the match review panel for another year.
Well, Matty, you're with AFL.com.au. Is there anyone can back to beat Dusty Martin and the Brownlow?
I wouldn't have thought so, particularly with Patrick Dangerfield ineligible to win it.
Exactly. So basically, he's just a better bet than death.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting how Dusty handles it. He's a very media-shy person, that is for sure. We know he did that paid interview with Channel 9 a little while back when he signed his new contract, but doesn't like the spotlight, doesn't like questions from journalists, doesn't like all of the attention. He's going to get a lot of attention this evening.
He's in for a shock.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be a big night.
Yeah, good on you, mate. Good luck. Good to talk to you.
Cheers, Sean.
Matt Thompson there, AFL.com.au.